hypersexualization of the African woman. Fetishized, my worthiness is measured in cup sizes and big booty. Integrity is dismissed and compromised. Body parts named, polished, and sexualized. They say it's the sway of my belle derriere, the clumsiness of my breasts, the arch of my back, and the fullness of my lips. Objectified by the media, my nudity is plastered on billboards and marketed in raunchy music videos and sex magazines. Bartered in foreign currency for a bit of the exotic experience. Sold for consumption, I'm just an experiment. I'm a product of disrespect. Patriarchal society trashes my name with a twisted perception of my body. Lured, incapable of love, a belligerent woman with an insatiable sexual appetite. My tinted shed is salaciously appreciated with sexist comments but not pursued. Grope me in public. Bring me to my knees because my history conditioned me to be a sex slave and the rape culture is nothing but a myth. His ego must be massaged. Stereotyped. I am the proverbial angry black woman, waving the blood-stained banner, cussing out at everyone like the world owes me something. The world owes me nothing. Archetypes of my history live as smudged on the public lavatories as a legacy of colonialism and imprinted on my consciousness. I'm a symbol of trauma and degradation. I wear the shroud of shame that Sarah Bartman wore when she was being paraded in the freak shows in London and Paris. Too much, they say. Too much. Caroline, that dress doesn't flatter your body size. You need a few lashes of lye on your scalp. See, I can't control the way that my thighs rub when I walk, or the way that my booty shakes when I move. Anecdotes of my femininity leave shards of my identity dripping over my thighs, affecting the way that I see me and you in the hegemonic depictions of my identity as an African woman. I wear this body with so much pride.